so excited you're along for the rise. Here at Rising, we talk all things manifestation, life purpose, and more. Join me in today's episode as we rise together.
Seeking a digital escape in between swiping through apps all day? With Portal, you can go just about anywhere at any time. With over 30 locations, you can hop into any landscape, experiencing the sounds and sights of that location. Its mixed audio feature allows you to experience this Portal landscape alongside your favorite audiobook, podcast, or guided meditation. They even offer meditations of their own with various breathing exercises that you can find in Portal's Escape Mode. My personal favorite Portal, the Amazon Jungle Rainforest. I felt like I was truly there and I could experience that post-rain smell. Portal really allowed me to feel like I could hop anywhere at any time from the comfort of my own home. Get started with your Portal journey today. Use my discount code in the description down below, Rising20.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Rising. It is your host, Nista Dubé, and I am here with Robert Aswood, educator and entrepreneur, here to just chat about education reform, manifesting, and a lot more. We're just going to see where the conversation leads us today. So hi, Robert. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. I'm feeling excellent. You know what? I'm just ready to explore some new knowledge, just gain some new insight, and hopefully, you know, offer some value.
Yeah, I think when you and I first connected, that was one of the first things that you had mentioned. I remember being in a clubhouse room with you and you talking about the future of education and kind of the gaps in the education system today. And I resonated with it so much because for people who know me, they know how passionately I've been working towards sort of bridging those gaps and really focusing on key points that are missing in our system today and what the future of our youth really needs, at least in my opinion, in terms of a really holistic approach to education. So I'm interested in hearing more about your philosophies, what that looks like for you. I know that's a broad question, but if you had to sum it up into a few sentences, what do you think is missing in our education system today? And then what is your vision for bridging those gaps? And what would that ideal system look like for you?
Well, you know, Nishta, the main thing I feel like that's missing from the education system, if I had to sum it up into one thing, would be that holistic approach that you mentioned. Like that approaching it's the humanity, you know, like that holistic approach to humanity. Let's put it like that. You know, schools have been reduced down to numbers and production and ranking and tracking, and I can go on and on with that list. Ability grouping, you know, it continues and it really distracts away from the main point. Like, why are we really here? We're really here for schools, or, you know, they call it education. I don't see schools as education. Schools are schools. Schools actually do severe uneducation. That's one of the things I talk about in my upcoming book entitled The Essence of Education. But yeah, I feel like schools need to focus more on cultivating that full human person. And, you know, like there's multiple facets, you know, there's emotional, you know, there's spiritual, like just like how your show, but this whole show is about spirituality, mentality, like success mentality, success mindset, or like being creative. Like we're only taught in schools to follow the rules. We're not even taught how to use what we know, you know? So that's one of the things that, my approach, I call it HOI principles, or humanization and organic intelligence, AKA HOI. What HOI wants to do is help students, or help learners, help young humans to, in effect, actively apply what they know, what they can do, and really touch others in a way that is deep and authentic, you know, actually cultivate real, teach others or teach students how to, not teach, I would say help them to, because I can go on a whole conversation about teaching, but we kind of reveal to them or show them, help them to learn how to create better relationships with one another and really see each other not as means to an end, not as like objects to fight against, you know, with the competition, but as people to work with and build an interdependent community. that's a really long-winded kind of rundown of what I'm talking about. But yeah, that's it in a very big nutshell.
What are maybe like a couple of those principles? I'm not even going to ask the most important because I think they're all equally important. But just to highlight how holistic Hoi is, I'm really interested in you sharing maybe like two or three of the principles in it and just explaining what that means to you.
Well, you know, I kind of started going through some of them. And you know, it's funny because I call them Hoi principles, but I don't actually have numbered principles. I don't actually have, you know, number 26 is this. It's right. Funny. Maybe I should do that. But, you know, it's more so like a philosophy or a way of thought or like it's a curriculum, a culture. It's a way of viewing, you know, education, I guess you could say. So, yeah, like the main things, if you're thinking about the topics, it's going back to like kind of how we already mentioned, like interpersonal communications. I can continue that list. Interpersonal communication, social emotional learning. I talked about that one. That's a hot one, you know, today. But things like, you know, spirituality or the limitless self. That's something that I talk about, cultivating the limitless self. The limitless self is the person, the part of you. There's two of you. So there's the social mind, and then there's the limitless version of you. The limitless version of you, let's go to the social mind first, actually. Social mind is that version of you that has been programmed by society to think a certain way, to not really to be creative, but to just kind of follow the rules, to be reasonable, to not take risks, to be safe, to play small. That's the social mind. We all know what that is, right? We're all afraid to invest. Why? Because we don't ever invest time and knowledge into learning how to invest because, oh, that's going to take too much time, or we don't feel like putting the money into getting those items because we don't, what if we don't get blah, blah, blah. Just that's one example, you know, like that's social mind, where you're limiting yourself. Limitless self, complete opposite. Everything is, obviously, there's no limits. It's limitless in the sense that you, even the most impossible or daunting task, you try to come to it thinking, you know what, I can do this, kind of with a can-do attitude. That's just only one facet of the limitless self, but that's one principle. If you had to ask the principle, like, what is the principles? Like, what's the point of Hoi? Is to cultivate that limitless self in each and every person. I feel like every person has the limitless self. They just need to unlock it. I mean, like, just like how I say you have to unlock your superpowers, right? It's the same thing. So that's one of them. If I had to say another one, it would be kind of trying to create people oriented toward altruism. And I was thinking about a superhero when I wrote about this. I was like, the world doesn't have enough superheroes. We need more superheroes in the world. And it's like, what does that mean, Robert? Well, all right, great. So what does Spider-Man do? He saves people. Why? Because he saves people he doesn't even know. Likewise, Batman, you know, anybody, like Spider-Man, we are listed, Static Shock, any superhero you can list, Superman, anybody you can list. While they're not real, their whole concept is they go out of their way for people that they don't know. Like, that's the whole idea of altruism is going out of your way for people that you don't know, and also seeing other these other people that you're helping, not as objects or as tools or as a means to an end, but they're all ends in themselves, and you're seeing these people as family. I like to say it like that. Like, you see them as somebody that you genuinely care about, like random people. Like, we don't do this enough, right? All right, so I like to ask people this, like, just for you, I'll ask you, like, you might have a biased answer, actually, so this might not be fair, but let's try it. When you see like a random person in the street, do you, and you gotta be honest, like, do you genuinely care about them in the same way that you care about like maybe your mom or like a loved one or a friend, or do you know what I mean? Like, you care about their humanity and their existence. You don't want bad things to happen to them, obviously. But do you care about them in the same way that you care about the other people that I just mentioned?
No, of course not.
Right. And it's like, I respond the same way. I'm like, no, of course not. And it's like, damn it. Well, we should. But, you know, well, how can we cultivate a society that does care about people in that way, that does care about the random person on the street in the same way that Spider-Man or the same way that Superman cares about the random civilian that they're trying to save? So, yeah, I'm a little bit nerdish, but hey, it makes the point, it makes the connection, you know, makes it make sense.
Paint the picture, I love it.
You know, painting the picture out here, Picasso. But yeah, you know, you do. you know, get people to see what you're saying. So, you know, I like to do it like that. But yeah, I feel like that's one of the things that's a main principle. Like there's other ones, but yeah, like the main two right now, like that we just mentioned, yeah, altruism, like kind of cultivating people or society for altruism to be more altruistic. And two is the limitless self, like creating limitless selves. We're creating people oriented toward creating individuals that have unlocked or that is moving close or developing their limitless self. It's all about that higher self. It's the same thing. Intuition. What else do they call it? Inner child.
It's so much of your curriculum. I love that you said it's a culture, because to me, it just makes sense to the human experience. We have so many strides to make in society to even understand the importance of like cultivating a holistic approach in education. Some people might not even believe that that's needed. And it's interesting too, because it's like, I think that this curriculum is so important. And then we take it to some school officials or maybe some counties or government systems where their main priority, to be honest, it's not the well-being of the students, right? So that's something that I was really curious about too when we met. How do we really integrate this culture and this community into society today? I know that you have this vision for having your own school set up, but right now, like what are some challenges that you've faced when you've networked with organizations and schools to really, I know you've already done some speaking, but have you noticed like resistance at all?
Well, you know, in terms of bringing forward HOI as a method or as an approach or like to actual schools and school boards, I haven't done it like that yet. What I'm going to do, so first of all, HOI is not about integration, add-ons, let's do a little initiative, let's do this here. No, HOI is not any of that. HOI is literally uprooting the Common Core curriculum on its head and rebuilding it from the ground up on humanization and organic intelligence. Well, I don't know, does that count if I say it's building it on itself? That's what HOI stands for, but... but yeah, it's building it on that. So we need to have schools oriented toward education, not oriented toward production or ranking tracking production or, you know, all those other things. I could just list them. I could probably list them in a long line. I'm a creator like a list, you know. Yeah, not like on that stuff. We don't want the neoliberalistic style. We don't want the comparisons. We don't want the testing, all that stuff. Like it just gets in the way, like how we said. So the main challenge, I mean, there's lots of them. Right now, see, I don't really focus on the challenges. I really focus on what I can do. So when you ask me the challenges, I'm like, I don't know, dude. Like, what's the challenges? I focus on what can I do? So I started off with the HOI enrichment program. That's kind of how I'm starting. I'm starting with that, and I'm also starting with the essence of education. So that's kind of my way of getting the foot in the door. I also have a HOI book in the works as well. So like I'll do a whole book on humanization and organic intelligence. But for now, I just did essence. And then at the end, I'm kind of, oh, hey, here's a little teaser on what HOI is about. And with that, I see I have activities in the book as well for teachers. See, this book is for teachers and school leaders. So there's activities in the book that they can start implementing right now. And obviously they're written by me. So they're founded within HOI's mm-hmm. principle. You know, even though I don't blatantly say, hey, this is HOI. You know, they're like HOI activities, you know? So that's my little way of getting kind of sneaking in a little bit. I'm kind of sneaking in there with the HOI book and then also the HOI enrichment program. So I'm either going to offer HOI enrichment. Well, I'm going to both. I'm going to offer HOI enrichment and I'm going to volunteer at places that already have enrichment programs for the youth. And so that's kind of my ways of getting in touch, like, you know, to start off. As for the challenges, I mean, I'll come up with an objection list. I'll find out what's going on. What is the universe telling me that is a problem? I know some already. I know that there's funding is an issue. I know that, you know, equity is an issue. I know equality is an issue. I know that the mentality is an issue, is a really big issue. Like how people even view teaching and learning. That's why I did the essence of education, to kind of expand on the possibilities of what education is about, not what schooling is. Because as I said, schooling is, as it stands now, is a place of severe uneducation. What we need to do is bring Hoy into the forefront so that way we can actually bring education, humanity back into schooling. That's it. That's not the challenges, but that's what I intend to focus on. And I know as I do it, I'll come across challenges. So we'll see.
Yeah.
10 schools, baby. So.
No, I love that. I really respect how you were like, well, I focus on what I can do. I think the room on Clubhouse itself that we were in was the law of attraction room when I first reached out to you.
Yeah.
And the way that you embody that in your daily life is something that to me, even though I teach law of attraction, I feel like in so many ways you fully, fully embody it. And even the first time that we called, you were like, well, you know why I'm wearing a suit, right? And so I want you to share that with our listeners. How do you fully step into this future version of yourself? The 10 schools, Astro Education, people know about it. It's a thing.
I kind of threw this shirt on, guys. I'm so sorry. I don't have my suit on today. It was a little hot. I'm making excuses. Everything that's following now is excuses, by the way. You got to take responsibility, right? I threw this shirt on, you know, I had like a little t-shirt on earlier, but normally I do. I am posted up with a full three-piece suit or a, you know, some kind of other buttoned up shirt. Because what I need to do, like, you know, the common phrase, right? Dress for the job that you want, not the one that you have. So I was like, okay, that makes sense. Why don't I just do that? Like, why don't I just literally do that? That sounds like fun. Like, let me actually, what does the owner of 10 schools do is what I asked, right? Like, what does the owner of 10 schools do? Because that's the position that I want to embody, right? So if I'm the owner of 10 schools, if I have to show up to boardroom meetings, if I have to close deals on new properties for new school spaces, if I have to do community events, if I have to leave, you know, I'm probably going to look a certain way. Sometimes I'll be relaxed, but, you know, probably I'm going to be appearing on television events. I think I might want to have a nice suit, you know? So that's how the owner of 10 schools would dress. So I was like, okay, that's how I should dress. Boom. What else does the owner of 10 schools do? All right, like, let me look at the list. Let me think about it. The owner of 10 schools probably is going to wake up at least minimum, you know, 7:30, minimum, you know. Sometimes, you know, personally, I'm not perfect yet. You know, sometimes I wake up at like 8, let's say 8:30 latest. But normally I have been waking up around like, you know, 6:30 to 7:30, and just being consistent with a little routine, trying to do something. I call it office time. I call it future money and now money. This is definitely more than 2 minutes, but I really do want to hit on this point of future money and now money in the office. See, I don't have an office yet, but, in the office, see, I do though, because I have office items to take care of, manifesting your dreams or manifesting the future, right? So in the office, what I do is I have like files. I literally just showed my grandmother the files that I have of the folders. And, you know, I take care of things that is going to move Astro Education forward. So I'll take care of, all right, my vital functions of the business, right? So it's right now it's more of a brand. It's not a business because I'm not selling anything yet. But once I start selling the books, bam, business. So, you know, the main things right now is I can read them right now. The Essence of Education being published. The Hoy book being published, new clients. So new clients is new communities or new people that I'm helping out, new clients acquired, and the creation of media content, i.e., you know, 9-minute videos, 12-minute videos on YouTube, or, you know, Instagram posts or the like, you know, things like that. And, you know, the more of that I do, the more that I'll expand the view and the reach of Astro Education. And, the more I'll actually be able to help 400 million people, which is my mission, one of my missions. So that's kind of how I manifest it in a nutshell. Like, I already act as if I'm in an office. I already am in an office. I already am an owner of 10 schools. I already do have to handle clients. I already do have sales to make. I already do have clientele to look up. I have schools that I have to make connections with so that way I can at least sell 200 books per school. If I do that, that'll help 200 teachers, you know? So
abundance kinda, mindset. Love it.
Yeah. So that's how I'm thinking. If you guys are wondering, contact me on Astro Education IG, my website. Let me know. You'll be able to see the link in the bio. Let me know.
We'll leave your social handles down in the description so people can reach out to you. Know you're running out of time. I love chatting and I want to speak more about abundance mindset with you off air. But before you leave, any last words of wisdom that you want to drop?
I was just going to say two words for the audience, and it's super simple. You're going to see me saying it all the time. It's kind of like my hashtag. And very simply, it's stay cultivating. And what that means is you're constantly improving yourself and becoming the better version of yourself towards the best version of yourself. I don't want you to ever think that you'll reach the best version of yourself. Plot twist, you won't. Because if you do, then you fail. So you have to just keep reaching toward the best version of yourself and know that you can always become better than that. And in those two words, stay cultivating.
Robert, thank you. This is awesome. And for everyone here listening at Rising, go ahead, reach out to Robert. Like I said earlier, thank you guys for tuning in today's episode. And I will see you all here at Rising.